It's hard to imagine the difficulty, the plight of Noach in the Teva, and yet suddenly the Torah tells us, "Pereches posagalev vayizkar Elokim es Noach." And Rashi is bothered by those opening words, "Vayizkar Elokim." The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Kaviyachal, that is a sign of a midah sarachemim. This was a shas hakosher, and therefore somewhat surprising that the Shem Hashem that's used is Elokim, which is the midah sadin. And Rashi writes that very simply this was a transformation, that the midas hadin now is overpowered by the midas harachamim, and therefore vayizkar Elokim es Noach. And how did this happen? Rashi writes very simply, al yedei tfila, tfilas hatzadikim. Tfila has that capacity to be able to overturn the midas hadin in order to welcome a midas harachamim. When you look in Targum and that pasuk, very simply, Vayizkor Elokim, Targum writes, Udechir Elokim, Udechir, and then the Shem Hashem. There is a Chiddush in that Targum, because Vayizkor is Loshan Avar. Udechir in Targum is not past tense, but rather it is present tense, present tense. Targum does not say Vidichar, but rather Udechir. Dechir means that it's something which is ongoing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol remembers, and therefore the ability to be able to be mahapech the midas sadin terachamin, the koach hatfila. The Torah doesn't tell us which tfila did Noach utter, but we do have a medrash tanchuma in Osir Aleph that writes the tilim that we often recite, kapitol kuf mem beis, otsia mimasker nafshi. That was the tfila every day of Noach in the teva, a tfila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him, the family, humanity, from captivity, from being imprisoned in the Teva, and therefore for us, this has become the tefillah which is Be'esara, not merely a reference to the past, but rather B'lashon Hove. It speaks to our current reality. When Noach enters the Teva, the Torah tells us this occurred Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. You know the Rashi in Parshas Hazina that tells us that in other places as well, the Torah uses that term. And there is a common link. Every time the Torah tells us Etzim Im Hazeh, it's a demonstration of the Gvuras Hashem. That you know what? That one could have anticipated that this would not occur. And all of a sudden it took Kaviyachol Gvura in order to see that yes, that transpired. So Rashi explains, Noach is building a teva. Imagine those hostile people around Noach. They are going to allow Noach to enter the teva, that he should be saved and they will perish. Absolutely not. And they turned to Noach and said that, realize, we are going to smash, break down this teva in order to prevent your entry. And Noach enters the teva. And he didn't do so in some covert way, in the darkness of night, but rather, be'etzem yamazeh. Rashi writes the same thing is true when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Really, Bnei Yisrael is going to simply, en masse, leave Eretz Mitzrayim? Impossible. Avadim did not escape Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, yes, Bnei Yisrael is told that all of you will go free. This was something that the Mitzrayim felt, no, we're going to see to it that does not occur. Kadosh Baruch Hu frees Knesset Yisrael, not in the darkness of night, but rather Be'etzem, B'yom HaYom HaZeh. Rashi doesn't cite the example that you find in Medrash of the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu, that those around him, the scoffers, said that we're not going to allow you to perform the mitzvah bris milah. Avraham Avinu does so be'etzem hayom hazeh. In all those cases, overcoming with a certain sense of absolute gvura. And the last example, that's the Rashi and Azinu, is the misa of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was told that, yes, that your life now is coming to its conclusion. And Bnei Yisrael thought that they could prevent that reality. And the Pasuk says, no, be'etzim am hazeh. And in a very, very simple kasha, what exactly was the havamina? The havamina. In all those other cases, I understand it's rational to feel that I can break a teva that Noach builds. I can restrain Avram Avinu. I can fortify Mitzrayim and see to it that Bnei Yisrael does not escape. But it is not so simple what the havamina was that we could have prevented the misa of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the pasuk goes out of its way and says that it was absolute gvura, be'etzem yom hazeh. there's a comment to Briskerov, a technical comment, that the Pasuk says, Umus Bahar, that the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu would occur on Har Nevo. We could have restrained Moshe Rabbeinu, not allowing him to ascend the mountain. And therefore, maybe we had the capacity to. But in the Sefer Ber HaSada, this is what's called in the name of Chaim Shmulevitz as well, that there is something we could have done in order to have been Monea Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it took Gvura Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. And that is the Koach HaTfila. The Koach HaTfila. That Al Yedei Tfila, yes, that we have the capacity to take a terrible Gzer of Minas Adin and to transform that into incredible Rachamei Shamayim. And that is the capacity, that Baruch Hashem, of the type of Tfila that we have. And that we have to be mindful of, to be able to gird ourselves during this dire Esara with Esek B'Torah and earnest Tfila. The Baruch Hashem, I'm very proud of Yeshiva this past week. Round the clock learning. A minute didn't go by. We wouldn't have a presence in the Beis Medrash. That was something that was remarkable. You should know that was the norm every day in Volozhin. In Volozhin, there wasn't a minute that went by that there wasn't learning. They had that rotation every day. Rav Chaim Volozhiner took the shift after Ne'ilah, after Maariv, until Chatzos, because he was concerned that maybe people would be running to eat, and therefore that was his shift. But imagine, now that was the daily routine. We constantly have to be mindful of opportunities too. I would like to suggest that Be'ezras Hashem, this coming Thursday night, all-night mishmar for the yeshiva of learning. We'll have a spectacular program of Limud HaTorah, but all of you can to participate in the extra learning. And certainly in the Koach HaTfila, you know, when these things happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, not just to them, to us. And the question is not what they should do, what we should do. And what's for us is Baduk HaMenusa, is the Esek B'Torah and the Koach HaTfila. Slavichuk last week spoke so inspirationally. Parshas Matos of Elif Lamata, when you look in that Medrash in Chaf Beis Gimel, there, the Medrash points out very clearly that, you know what? It's not simply that there was a group that davened. You know, imagine, for example, if you have to plan a battle, and we recognize, you know, it's a joint effort. You have to have chayalim, and you have to be mispalim. And you know what? I would calculate as follows. Let's have hundreds of thousands of mispalim, and let's have a minyan mitzumtzum of chayalim. You would probably turn to me and say that, you know what, maybe aspirationally, yes, but b'derech hateva, that is a disconnect. That's a disproportion. How can that be? How can you have a handful of soldiers, even if hundreds of thousands of people davening? Maybe someone would say, you know what, your suggestion is absurd. I would admit that it's not the appropriate calculus. But I will tell you this, the opposite is equally absurd. That you're going to have hundreds of thousands of chayalim, and you'll have a niche. You'll have a minyan mitzumtzum of mispale. That's equally absurd. Equally absurd. The shutfas has to be clearly, elef lamata. The same number of chayalim that you have, that's the number of mispalim. And as the Medrash indicates, you know, the mispalim going out to battle in order to see to it that, yes, that will Be'ezras Hashem ensure our atzlacha. V'chezkel Levenstein, take a look in Or Yechezkel, on Amud Pei, Kufbei, where he writes at length that proportion is critical. You know, a soldier can fight and a soldier can think, Kochi Votzim Yadi. You know what? Our army is so equipped, we're able to accomplish this. But you're not going to respond that way if one for one, thousand for a thousand, if there's a number of mispalim that are there and literally have you back, B'shas Mochama. And therefore, it's not just that the Torah tells us, you know, you have to have a representation of mispalim. You have to have elef lamata, the same number of chayalim. You have to have the same number of mispalim, because that speaks to who we are, with mutual admiration and mutual respect, in order to be able to recognize that, you know what, that this is what Be'ezras Hashem is going to determine our atzlacha and our yeshua. As b'nei yeshiva, this is what you have to do. You have to embrace holistically the Torah Hashem, your diktuk and mitzvos, Esek B'Torah, and especially the Koach HaTfila. That's something that everyone has to participate in. There shouldn't be any empty seats for Shachris, for Mincha, recognize that this is what we have to do in terms of our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not just tokenism, that go fight and you know, have a niche group of mispalim. But it has to clearly be to ensure our success, an absolute sense of Elef Lamata, and that was Mamash Mochemes Mitzvah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that, you know, you're going to go and you're going to conquer, you're going to fight, you're going to accomplish, but not alone, not alone. You need the Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, and that sense of absolute, absolute Shutfis. So this is our mission. This is what we have to do during these times. I urge you to seize the opportunities in terms of Tefillah and an Esek Batorah. If you can, Bezras Hashem, this Thursday night, the Mishnah, all night learning. And Bezras Hashem, that yes, that the Yidkar B'Loshen Hove, that just as when it came to Tevas Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyocha remembered, that's our Amunna, that's our Bitachon, that's not simply lesson of the past. That speaks to our present, and Bezras Hashem speaks to a glorious future of Yeshua's Venachamos.